practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, not only as we gather together this Sunday morning to focus upon the things of the Lord, but also as we gather together on this first Sunday of a new year. 2026. My, how rapidly 2025 went by, and you know, unless the Lord tarries, I'm certain that before too long we'll be having the first broadcast of 2027. You know how time flies, they say, and certainly it seems like the older we get, the faster time does fly. But it's a delight to be able to be with you this morning, and I trust that the broadcast will help you to prepare your heart to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians. Let's begin the program today with an old hymn of the faith, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Praising my Savior, all the day long.
I trust that you will be praising your Savior all the day long, but not only all the day long today, but all year long. As we study the Word of God, we find over and over again it tells us to render praise unto the Lord for who He is and for what He does and for the way that He takes care of us, truly for the way that He has provided a salvation for us that we do not deserve nor can we earn. And so certainly it's very proper to begin a new day, to begin a new year with the commitment that we are going to praise the Lord all day long. Well, it is a delight to have you there, and as I said a moment ago, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, and certainly if we can help you spiritually in a way beyond this radio broadcast, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894, and of course our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. We would also invite you to write to us in that old snail mail process that I'm sure that many of us are familiar with, although it's passing by, as it were, passing by the wayside. So much more modern technology out there in communication, but there still is a post office, and we would welcome your letter. And you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And so please don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you. If you have a particular prayer request that you would like for us to take to God's throne of grace on your behalf, or if you have a question about the Word of God or your walk with God, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We would be more than delighted to do what we can to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. We have our morning service then at 10:30, and then our evening service is at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then in the midweek, we always have a midweek prayer meeting, Bible study, children's ministry service, and that begins at 6:30 on Wednesday night with the children and youth, and then we have a special ministry for single moms. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather together for a time of fellowship and prayer and Bible study. Now this week, as is always the first full week of every year, is our week of prayer here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We will begin that tonight, and we will go right on through Friday with an emphasis on prayer. But we will be meeting tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night at the church to focus on the prayer aspect of our ministry. As a matter of fact, we will be praying for every aspect of our ministry during this week of prayer. We put together a little booklet on prayer. The various ministries of the church have submitted praise items and prayer requests that we're going to be praying for throughout the course of this week. And if you'd like to come and be a part of our prayer conference, please do so. That, of course, will be tonight at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Come on out and join with us as we begin a new year in prayer, asking God to guide us and asking God to direct us and asking God to use us as we go into 2026. Who knows? 2026 could be the year that the rapture takes place. We don't know that. I'm not setting a date, but it could be the year that the rapture takes place. In fact, today the rapture could take place because there's nothing yet that needs to be fulfilled prophetically before the rapture, that is, when Christ comes into the clouds of the air and takes us home to be with Him in heaven. That could happen today. So we don't know when that's going to take place, but it's important to be ready for it, number one, by knowing Jesus Christ as Savior, and then secondly, by serving Jesus Christ as Lord. But it's a delight to have you there by the radio, and as I have emphasized, if we could never serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, I want to thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have together around the radio, as we've been doing so many years through this broadcast and over this radio station. Father, I pray that you'll take the broadcast today and use it for your glory in the lives of everyone who is listening at this very moment. For those who do not know your Son as their personal Savior, it's my prayer that perhaps the program today will be used to bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And for those who do know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that the broadcast will be used to help them grow in their relationship with you. But Father, I ask for your guidance and direction through the rest of this program. Use this program for your intended purpose and for your glory, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I mentioned a moment ago, 2026 could be the year of the return of the Lord Jesus. We don't know when he's coming. He could come again today. So let's listen to that old hymn of the faith, When We See Christ. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14. Two great verses that are very applicable to us as we face the new year. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, as Paul is speaking, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Now, before I deliver a message entitled Spiritual Resolutions, let's listen to a different rendition to the song, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. This is different than the one that you know, I'm sure, but I'm trusting that it'll be a blessing to your heart. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more, to trust him more. From sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace.
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
I trust that as you go into 2026, that you will be determined to trust the Lord Jesus Christ more and more. Because when we trust in the Lord and depend upon him, we'll see his strength and wisdom and direction that we need to go through another new year. Well, today I want us to focus briefly on spiritual resolutions. And you know, it could very well be that some of you have made some physical or mental resolutions. I don't know. We are just 4 days into this new year, so maybe you've made some resolutions and you've broken them. I don't know. But you know, this is the time of the year when people resolve to do certain things. Now, what is a resolution? Well, the dictionary says the resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. That's pretty simple, isn't it? A firm decision to do or not to do something. Now, if you study resolutions, you will find that most resolutions that are made at New Year's are broken within 4 months. Think of that. But what's even worse is that 23% of the resolutions that are made are forsaken within 1 week. And so it's possible that some of you have already made resolutions and you've broken them already because you felt that you couldn't keep up with that resolution, whatever the case may be. And many times when we think of resolutions, we think of something that is not so good. But in reality, resolutions are not necessarily bad. In fact, spiritual resolutions can contribute positively to our spiritual life and walk with God if we make commitments to the Lord and then keep those commitments. So today, just very basically and briefly, as we begin a new year, let's focus a little bit on the concept of spiritual resolutions. That would mean a firm decision to do or not to do that which is going to honor and please the Lord. First of all, there's the resolution of salvation. I can't think of a better resolution to be made as we begin this year and that is to have people trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Have you resolved to do that? You might be religious. You might be a church member. You may be one who listens to this radio broadcast and other broadcasts like it on a regular basis. But have you resolved to know the Lord as your personal Savior? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I've often mentioned on this broadcast that it was July the 17th, 1964, that I got saved, and I can point back to that time. And every one of us should be able to point back to the time that we got saved, though we might not remember the date. What about you? Have you trusted Christ as Savior? Why don't you resolve to call upon His name and ask Him to save you today? Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you today would say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," He will save you because He's a God of promise. So resolve to know the Lord. Secondly, there's the resolution of Bible study. Would you resolve today to study the Word of God on a regular basis? One of the things that I am finding in my conversation with other believers is that many Christians really don't study the Bible. Oh, they may read a devotional, or they may skim through a portion of God's Word in reading, but they don't dig into the Word of God. I want to challenge us all, including myself, as we go into a new year, to resolve to learn God's Word, resolve to study the Word of God. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." Now, you realize that newborn babies desire milk, don't they? They cry for milk. They scream for milk. And what this passage is teaching us is that as newborn babes desire milk so that they can grow physically, you and I should desire the Word of God as Christians so that we can grow spiritually. And so I would encourage you today to resolve to learn God's Word, to study God's Word, that you might then apply God's Word to your life. Thirdly, there's the resolution of prayer. I want to encourage every one of us to resolve to spend more time in prayer this year than ever before. Studying the Word of God and praying go hand in hand, as it were. When we study the Word of God, that's God speaking to us. When we pray, that's us speaking to God. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." Now, what does that mean? It means to be in the continual attitude of prayer. And I believe that the way to apply this verse to our lives is that let's make certain that every day we have a specific time when we go to the Lord in prayer. It may be morning, it may be afternoon, maybe evening. It works better for me in the morning and in the evening. But then after we speak to the Lord and spend time with God in prayer, as we go throughout the course of the day, we should be constantly talking with Him, that He might guide us and direct us, and so that we might build a relationship with Him. So resolve to spend time in prayer as we go into the new year. Maybe you've made that resolution before. Are you keeping it? If not, make the resolution today to spend more time in prayer. Number four, there's the resolution of growing spiritually. The resolution of growing spiritually, that is, growing up in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many Christians don't grow spiritually. They come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they remain spiritual babes and live a spiritually carnal life. That's not pleasing to the Lord, and that's not honoring the testimony of the Lord Jesus in their lives. It's important that we grow spiritually, that we resolve to grow in our relationship with Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Word of God says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." I ask you, did you grow spiritually in 2025? Or did you digress spiritually in 2025? Well, as we go into 2026, why don't you resolve to grow in your walk with the Lord? To grow up spiritually by reading God's Word, by studying God's Word, by praying to the Lord consistently and by applying the Word of God to your life every day through obedience. Number five, there's the resolution of sharing Jesus Christ. The resolution of sharing Jesus Christ. And that resolution involves resolving to evangelize the lost and to share the gospel with those who do not know the Lord. In Mark 16 and verse 15, it tells us to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. Now, you might not be able to go to China. You might not be able to go to Kenya. You might not be able to go to England, but you can go to the people around you with the gospel of Jesus Christ. People need the Lord, and many people don't even realize that until we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And so I would encourage you to resolve in your own heart to be a soul winner, to evangelize the lost as we go into this new year. So make firm decisions to do that which is pleasing to the Lord. The resolution of salvation, the resolution of Bible study, the resolution of prayer, the resolution of growing spiritually, and the resolution of sharing Jesus Christ with others. If you make those resolutions and commit them to the Lord and ask the Lord to enable you to fulfill those resolutions, He'll work in your life through His Holy Spirit and give you the strength to fulfill those resolutions for His glory. I encourage you to think about those things as we go into another new year. Well, thank you so very much for joining us there by the radio. Go to church today, and until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.